The places I get to see and go, I realize what the real world is. This isn't the real world. But this does come by a price. I can assure you that. Isaiah chapter number 5, verse number 11. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning. Young people, you know why y'all not never take one drink of liquor? Because this is where it can get you. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning. Watch this, that they may follow strong drink. Because see, man's no match for the liquor bottle. It'll lead you. That continue until night to wine and flame them. And the harp and the vial, the tabret, pipe, wine are in their feast. But they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore, hail hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. Verse number 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Now, look in verse 14. I want to preach out there a few minutes this morning. Therefore, hail hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. This is what God's put on my heart to preach this morning. On hail is getting bigger every day. Hail is getting bigger every day. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. I want to thank you for this time together. And God, I want to thank you for what this church has done for us in my life. God, in my home, my children, my children's children. I want to thank you for what this church has done to others that have walked in the doors of this place. And God, we realize it'd just be a building if you wouldn't hear, if you wouldn't magnified and honored and glorified. I want to thank you for the members, God, that pay their tithes, God, to keep these doors open and the gospel moving and the lights on. Thank you for that, Lord. Now, I want to pray most of all, as Brother Chris has sung, God, let me be a friend to somebody today and tell them the truth. Let me tell them exactly how it is. I'd ask you, would you reach down into hell and pull one out this morning before they reach that horrible and that terrible place? Would you let preaching be real today? Would you let hell be hot in this place? I need power on me, Lord. I can't do it, but I've tried to give myself to you this week. God, I pray you'd use me this morning. Oh, God, would you preach through us? I'll be careful to honor you and thank you for it. In Christ's name, I pray and ask you. Amen and amen. Hail is getting bigger every day. I want you to turn in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 16. And I want you to notice a man that took a lot of things for granted in Luke 16. And look in verse number 19. I'm going to give you time to get there today. But in Luke 16 and verse number 19, and let us see why hail is getting bigger every day. It's in this chapter why hail is getting bigger every day. I want to say in verse number 19, first of all, hell is getting bigger every day because of the unconcerned. The Bible said there was a certain rich man. He was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he fared sumptuously every day. He had cash. He had clothes. But he had a conduct that the Bible talks something about. This fared sumptuously every day in verse 19 simply means this, making merry in splendor and the party life. You know, there's not many people's really concerned about eternity this morning. It would do us good to realize that here Jesus wrote this in Luke 16 and verses 19 through 31. The eternal God wrote something about eternity, and it would do me and you good to listen to what our eternal God had to say. He said, hell's getting bigger every day, first of all, because of the unconcerned. I want to ask you today, why are you so unconcerned about your eternity? Eternity's too long to be wrong. I mean, we find people that they've got everything seem to be so backwards that they're not many people's really concerned about their destiny. Because we've heard so many different opinions, but let's take the Word of God and see what it says to us this morning. Hell's a real place. Hell's a ready place, and it's waiting on you that are not born again by the grace of God. Not because you're a Baptist, not because you've been baptized, not because you do good things, because Jesus said, there's none good, no, not one, but those that are washed in the blood of the Lamb, born again by the grace of God, their names written yonder in glory land world, is the only ones that get out of this place called hell. I want to say hell's getting bigger every day because unconcerned. Young person, I wish you'd get concerned. I wish I could tell everybody in this building you had tomorrow, but I don't know that. Me and my wife left a meeting Tuesday night, I think, and Wednesday morning as we were coming down the mountain to go down, there was a life flight chopper, and it didn't look good, Brother Mike, because it was just sitting over there by the wreck, and nobody was in a great dire need to get it cranked up. You know what that probably meant? They didn't need him now. Not that nobody got better, but they probably left this world and went into another world. You hear this preacher and hear me good. I'm not preaching about hatred. I'm not preaching to be your buddy. I'm telling you what the Word of God said. There's a place called hell that's real, and you don't want to go there. I'm going to say hell's getting bigger every day because of simply the unconcerned. Are you concerned about where you're headed? In revival meeting this week, the pastor had a night or two, and he'd have people simply just to raise their hand and acknowledge if they realized they were lost. Several hands went up, and I like what he said. He said, well, you know, you're making a good start to miss hell, realizing you're lost. Not many people are concerned about their soul anymore. Now, hell's getting bigger because of the unconcerned. And then verse 22, hell's getting bigger because of the unexpected. The Bible said it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried. He didn't expect to die that day. I don't know when this is, Brother Wendell. Brother Lee, I don't know when this was. I just knew it was a time that he met God. He died. Now, contrary to what maybe some of your people think, there is no purgatory. There's one of two places this Bible teaches. There's either to be in the presence with God, to be absent from the body, is to be present with the Lord if we're saved. Or in hell you'll lift your eyes. There's no holding place till somebody prays enough to get you better, to get you in. That's hogwash. I'm going to tell you why hell's getting bigger every day, because it's unexpected. Nobody expects to die today. Nobody expects. The Bible said the beggar died and the rich man died. You look at your country preacher this morning and you remember this. There's coming a day, there's coming a time when you're going to draw your last breath and you're going to leave this body. You're going to die. Whether it is by the clouds or by the clods, we're leaving this body. This corruption must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. We're leaving this body. When? I don't know. You know, there was a young man that I was acquainted with and building our cabin. Little did they know that a few months later they would be wondering. And one of the most devastating things that happened in their life. Let me tell you today, life is so uncertain, but death is not uncertain. Death's coming to every one of us. I want my grandbabies saved. I want your grandbabies saved. I want your children saved. And some of you young'uns, you sit around here, and you're going to ride a church pew to hell because you done got used to preaching. You better wake up and realize that there's a heaven to gain. There's a hell to shine. Hell's getting bigger every day because the unexpected. How many of you have ever got the call? Me and Renee come in from the meeting Thursday night. We'd come through Atlanta traffic. It was late. We'd done come in. Look down here, right down below where I live, below Antioch Church. There was the whole road blocked out. Airbags every place. People standing, weeping, crying. Lights flashing. Let me tell you something. We don't know. But we do know that it's coming. Hell's bigger today because the unexpected. There's people in hell this morning didn't expect to die yesterday, but they died without God. And in hell, they've lived their eyes. I'm going to say that hell's getting bigger every day because the unconcern. Just living a lifestyle, living it up, party, party, party. The unconcerned, the unexpected. Then verse 23, hell is filling up every day because the unwise. The Bible said, and in hell, he lift up his eyes. That's not wisdom. You know, the Lord said something in Mark, hold your place, Mark 8 and 34. The Lord said something that really should be preached in a big way. He said in Mark 8 and verse 34, talking about the unwise, when he called the people to him, the disciples, he said to them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? I've preached multitudes of funerals. I've preached funerals of the poor and of the wealthy. Let me ask you something. If you owned everything in this county and still died without God and lost your soul, what would it prosper you? That ought to let you know, you that might not have a big bank account, but you know you've been saved by the grace of God. You're rich in heaven's eyes this morning. It's not the one that dies with the most toys win. That's contrary to teaching of the Word of God. Yes, we ought to have goals and commitments. All of us ought to have some dreams in life. But honey, the one that dies with the most toys don't win. Those who die with God, knowing His Son, die and go to heaven to be with Jesus for an eternity. You know, some of the hardest things to reach, I believe, in preaching is just pretty good people. Preacher, I've never done nothing much bad. I had an uncle died in Tennessee. I called and checked on him. You know what he said? He said, Ken, I've never done much bad. I said, but let me realize, the Bible says there's none good. No, not one. We must be born again. We got good people here, no doubt. You've probably never been saved. Hell will be your home if you don't get saved. The Jews are God's chosen people, but if they don't come by the blood of the Lord Jesus, hell will be their home. The unwise, he said, if a man should gain the whole world and lose his only soul, what would it profit a man? You know, treasures are uncertain. I've had some and I've lost some. But I got something in me this morning where thieves can't break through and steal. Hell's getting bigger every day because the unconcerned, the unexpected, never thought they'd die like that, the unwise. And then hell's getting bigger every day because the unquenched. What he said in verse 23, and in hell he lift up his eyes, he wasn't playing poker. They wasn't in the corner partying. I've heard people say, well, if I die and go to hell, I'll have friends. Yeah, but they'll be in torment too. I've heard it said, well, I'll be with my crowd. Yeah, you're going to burn in the lake of fire forever without God. You say, preacher, how in the world can you build a church preaching like that? Let me tell you something. I'm not worried about filling a building up. I'm worried about hell filling up. In hell he lift up his eyes, been in torment, saith Abraham afore off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried, and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. I tell you why that hell's getting bigger every day, because the unsaved. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. But you know what? It was too late to be crying for mercy. Why don't you cry out for mercy now? When you're in hell, it's no time for mercy. There's no mercy there. God's done all he can do. I've heard this say, well, you tell me this then, preacher. If God is love, how can he send me to hell? God don't send you to hell. You send yourself to hell. Watch this. Watch this. The Bible said that hell was created for the devil and his angels. I read you in Isaiah 5. God just created it for them. He didn't create it for you, but it's enlarging itself every day to take care of those that reject God's Son. God never intended you to go there. Matter of fact, you say, well, how could a God love me? I tell you how much God loved you. He gave you his Son. I'll be real honest with you. I've evaluated my faith many times and wondered what I would do if I was put to the test, as many of our forefathers have. But I can say this without any apologies, because many of you can understand. I just couldn't give my grandbaby for no, because I'd die for my grandbaby or my children. I just couldn't give one of my grandbabies up for you. And I love you people. But God must have really loved me. Doing the things I was doing. You know, you ever notice this? It's pretty easy to love people that'll love you back. Brother David, I tell you how wicked I was. I seen a man in Collinsville back in the early 80s get on a tailgate preaching. I'd never seen that. And some boys with me that I was headed to hell with, I got to making fun of him. God ought to fried me like a piece of bacon right down there in Alabama. Made fun of an old man up on the tailgate preaching the gospel. I said, look down there, he's crazy. Ha, ha, ha. But God loved us enough. Minding my own business, headed to hell, and God interrupted my life. By his good mercy and his grace and his compassion, and showed me the need of a Savior. And I'm glad it's real. Don't die and go to hell in your sin. Trust the Lord Jesus to be saved today. You see, hell is getting bigger every day because the unsaved, the unquenched. Well, look at verse 26. What do you think about this? Hell's getting bigger every day because the unreturning. He said simply, Abraham said, son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he's comforted and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. So that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. I tell you why hell's getting bigger every day, because of the unreturning. Once you die and go to hell, you don't come back to this place. He says it's a gulf fixed, you can't get out. I don't have time to explain to you that Bible doctrine. If any of you ever want to know something further, I can't expound on it in the scriptures, but there is a place worse than hell. It's the lake of fire. And that's where hell will be emptied one day and cast in the lake of fire. You say, well, preacher, I can tell you this, it ain't no good seat, no place. Tormented in this flame. You know, one of the hardest things I've ever been has been burned. That's the most excruciating pain I've ever experienced, is a burn. Let me ask y'all something. We all complain about how high insurance policies are. Mine come due about September. It's unbelievable what the insurances I have to pay on things that are burning up. Why don't you get a free policy this morning on your soul? You're scared of losing your assets. What about your soul? What about your soul? What about your soul? It's going to live forever one day. In heaven or hell. The greatest policy has ever been written, has been stamped in blood. He said, I love you so much, I'll put my son on a cross. If you'll look toward him in faith and trust him, you can be saved, but you got to come to yourself. What I read earlier, you got to lose yourself. He said, whoever loses himself and findeth the Savior. Boy, I'm glad I realized I couldn't do it, but I found somebody that can. I come to the end of my road and realized I couldn't do it, and I'm glad an old preacher come in my life and said, I know somebody that can. Hell's getting bigger every day. Are you going? Wonder how many went there last night. Hell's getting bigger every day because of the unreturning. Once you get there, there are no second chances there. Brother Josh from the Philippines called me this morning. It was already 9 o'clock there at night. It's midnight there now. They're in the bed probably. And little boy Noah, they've been in the church. Noah acted ugly in church. Josh told him, he said, when they got in the car, he said, we'll go home, go upstairs, and you're going to have to get a spanking because you're ugly in church. Josh said, I got home, and I looked at supper, and said, Noah wasn't there. I said, where is Noah? Mallory said, well, Daddy, you sent him upstairs. He walked in, walked upstairs. He said, Brother Ken, there was little Noah snubbing. He said, God touched my heart. He said, this is what I said to Noah this morning. He said, Noah, I'm going to give you grace today. We'll give you grace today. Come on down. But you listen to me and you listen to this country preacher real good. You die and go to hell without Jesus Christ as your Savior. You'll not get a second chance. It's full because the unreturning. Renee, yesterday I looked at that family picture. That same man that I called and checked on, and he said, well, preacher, I've always been pretty good. I thought about where he was last night. You say, you're the judge? No, I just know what this book says. Hell's getting bigger every day because of the unreturning. Then I want to ask you this, close. Look at verse 27. Hell's getting bigger every day because of the unreached. Then he said, I pray thee then, father Abraham that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, because I got five brethren there, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. You see, hell's getting bigger every day, church, because the unreached. When you're in hell, there's no time for you to have a burden. He said, I wish you'd go to my brothers. You know what he said? I wish you'd go to my family members and tell them, don't come where I'm at. Ms. Sherry, come this morning. I will close with this last thought. Hell's getting bigger every day because of the unreturning, because of the unreached. Look what he said in verse 29. You ever notice this? You don't hear this preached too much in Baptist churches no more. But it goes right along with belief and salvation. You know what it is? I can tell you why hell's getting bigger every day, because of the unrepented. Look what he said, verse 29. Abraham said to him, they've got Moses and the prophets. They've got the preachers. Let them hear them. And before I move on, I'm going to tell you something. God's give you a preacher. You better listen to him. God's give you a preacher. You better listen. He said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went of them from the dead, they will repent. He said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Tell you what that word repent means right there. It means to think different afterward. It means to reconsider. It means to turn from what you were doing with your heart and follow the Lord Jesus. It's not just a confession. It's a life-changing experience. When God comes to live in you, you will change. Oh, let me tell you, you're going to mess up some. But I'm convinced this Bible's right when he says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away, but behold, all things are becoming new. Now, I want to leave you with this thought right here just a minute. People that's been with me a long time, you've heard me tell so many times about the first church where I went and seen the man lost. I told him to pray and ask God to save him at the altar that Sunday morning just like this. He moved out. He come down, said, I want to be saved. I said, well, just pray and ask God to save you. I turned around to finish the altar call, and he grabbed me and pulled me down. He said, don't leave me. I don't know how to pray. The Bible said in the book of Romans, chapter number 10, verse number 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I was preaching the other Wednesday night here, before last. I was preaching on the power of the gospel. It's not in a man's mouth. It's not in a preacher's heart. It's reading the word of God that gets you saved. It's the power of the gospel. And we ought to keep our lives clean so God could use us as a vessel. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confessions made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, I love this, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich in all that call upon him. I love this. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they've not believed? How shall they believe in him whom they've not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? Boy, it'd be a great morning. You'd turn your life loose and come to God. It'd be a great morning if you'd step out by faith and trust Him, what He's done for you on an old rugged cross. And this is what really, listen to me, congregation, I'm your preacher, and I'm glad I am. I'm going to say this all in my heart. With all my heart, I'm going to say this morning. They some good people here. But your goodness ain't going to get you to heaven. We've got to be forgiven, and the only way we can be forgiven is by the blood of His Son that He put on an old rugged cross, and He shed that blood for me and you that we may look to Him by faith. And God said if we would trust Him, He'd save us. I want to ask you this morning, hell's getting bigger every day. Don't go there. May my God in heaven grant you mercy this morning.